All right, I'm Jody Cowan, and I'm here with the Troy Prep High School and the Young Voices of Media Club. Who am I speaking with today?
Hi, my name's Savannah.
Rakaya.
Jacob, a.k.a. also known as Tanjido from Demon Slayer.
Avery.
Jaden.
Layla.
Ish.
What are we talking about here? We're talking about the holidays. We just had a holiday. What was the big holiday that we just had?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving was the one that we just had. How was your Thanksgiving?
Pretty good.
What was good about it?
The food.
What did you have?
Turkey, yams, macaroni and cheese, the basics.
I was sick. I had like soup and stuff like that.
What kind of soup?
Turkey.
Turkey soup? We made it seasonal for you there. I love that. How about for you?
It was good. We had like the traditional Puerto Rican food.
What is traditional Puerto Rican food?
Rice and beans. Really just chicken and stuff like that and turkey.
Well, me and my family, we had some turkey, ham, we had some yams, collard greens, green beans. We also had some mac and cheese. There's a lot more, but I can't remember.
That's a lot. That's a good spread. That sounds good.
We had turkey, plantain, mac and cheese, and, you know, dessert, stuff like that.
What kind of desserts did we get into?
No, it's like something from my home country that we make. It's like liquid, it's like a drink. I don't know how to say it. It's in French. It doesn't have a name in English, though.
How do you say in French?
Deye. It's made with yogurt. You can make it with multiple things. I don't know how to describe that. Sweet.
How about for you? What do we eat at your dinner table?
Just the basic stuff. Just turkey. Like, it's like cranberries, but like they're in like slices, kind of. It's weird. Like in a can. I slept most of the time, though, so I didn't really eat anything.
It's good to get the rest. I'm glad you were able to rest up. How was your evening at Thanksgiving?
It was all right. We had turkey. My family makes a lot of pasta, so we had a lot of different types of pasta. Potatoes, you know, Thanksgiving stuff.
Did anybody do anything different this year than they normally would have done any other year?
Yeah, it was a lot less people, a lot less friends because of COVID and stuff.
We see that, like, more gatherings are going to bring, like, it could possibly bring more mutated variants of the COVID-19, such as the Omicron variant that's outside in the world now.
This is true. And we are seeing numbers rising right after the spike of the holidays.
Nothing.
Nothing.
No.
All the same.
Yep.
Business as usual.
Yep.
Yeah, it made it more boring because more people couldn't come.
Yeah, travel restrictions, people feeling maybe uncomfortable, feeling unsafe about being able to come here. So we just had Thanksgiving. We're kind of in this middle space now at the very beginning of December. Today is December 1st, where we got a whole bunch of more holidays coming up, right? What do we celebrate? What does everybody here celebrate? What do we celebrate in your home?
Christmas.
Christmas and a little bit of Kwanzaa.
A little bit of Kwanzaa.
Yes.
What do we do to celebrate Kwanzaa at your home?
More so just like we talk about it. Nothing really too spectacular.
We celebrated Turkey Day, Thanksgiving.
Any other holidays that you celebrate this coming month?
Christmas.
I just celebrate every single American holiday.
What's your favorite one to celebrate?
I don't have one.
You don't have one? They're all kind of interchangeable. It's the month
of
December that we celebrate there.
Yeah.
Christmas and Thanksgiving this month.
Are there any special French holidays that I don't know
Not
about?
Not French, but more like I'm Muslim, so we celebrate Ramadan.
And how do you celebrate Ramadan, or what's that holiday all about?
It's just like every other holiday, but for Muslims. We eat, party. My dad prays on that day, and that's it.
How about on this end? What do we celebrate in December?
Pretty much just Christmas.
And what do you do in your home to celebrate Christmas?
Just the basic things, just opening presents one day, and then everything's gone the next. It's mostly just waking up, opening presents, and then going to my dad's and doing the same thing. And then by the time we get home, all the decorations are gone.
Oh, wow. So two households. One Christmas in the morning, one Christmas in the afternoon. By the time you get back to the other household, Christmas has left the building.
Yeah.
Wow.
Decorations are down.
It's down. And now it's New Year's is the next thing that comes up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I celebrate Christmas too, but we're not religious, so we don't celebrate Christmas. We just, you know, open the presents.
Do you do caroling? Do you, like, decorate
no.
in a certain way?
No. You will not catch me caroling. But decorating? Well, my mom has this pickle ornament. That she's been trying for years to get us to hide the pickle and then try and find it. But it's just me and my family. I don't know what she thinks is gonna come from that. But she puts the pickle on the tree every year still, so.
Basically, I just go to my grandparents' house out in Voorheesville. We have a Christmas Eve party and we open presents there. She reads like the Bible, whatever. Personally, me, I'm not really religious, but my grandparents are. So yeah, to be honest, I don't really mind as long as I get presents.
What about food? I know you're kind of into the food for Thanksgiving. What are you looking forward to food wise for Christmas?
Some lobster mac and cheese.
Lobster mac and cheese. Yeah. That's definitely worth looking forward to.
My mom cooks more soul food on Christmas, and not really the traditional food that you guess you would have, like ham and stuff. I don't really like ham. She cooks like lasagna, baked mac and cheese, stuff like that.
Is there something different about the soul food version of lasagna that I'm missing than the traditional, maybe Italian version of soul of lasagna?
I don't know. My mom is a chef, and her food's just really, really good. So, I don't know.
Please save me a plate. I'm interested to find out more. Puerto Rican Thanksgiving meal that we did, what's Puerto Rican Christmas food like?
It's the same thing as Thanksgiving. But sometimes there might be like seafood in it, shrimps and other type of crab meat and stuff like that.
One of the traditions that I've always been into, candy canes on the Christmas tree, right? I have these candy canes that I get every year.
Yeah, my family, we are not allowed to eat them. And it's so weird. We also have like a little elf too. I don't know.
Just for decoration only?
No. The elf is, my siblings are younger, so they still like believe in it and stuff. So it's like moving and stuff.
Rakaya mentioned the idea of, yes, we want to get gifts. Who in your household do you spend your hard-earned money on to get gifts for, if anybody?
My mom.
What are you getting for mom this year?
I don't know.
Grandparents. They're more like decorations, like stuff you make homemade for them. So it just depends on what I'm doing that year.
Who do we get gifts for?
Like kids that are in the family, I guess. Like parents and other stuff like that. Yeah.
My mom, my brother, and my sister.
Do you have anything in mind yet? Do you do any shopping yet already?
I haven't done any shopping. I'm about to order stuff.
Order some stuff. Okay. We're getting it done here. How about on this end? How are we looking for?
Mainly just my mom and my dad.
Two households, two gift-giving situations. Is it easier to buy gifts for the one house when you have the other house to kind of hide it at?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still gotta go buy things.
Yeah.
Last year it was like, it was just like screwdrivers for my dad.
Screwdrivers are good. I need a screwdriver right now, actually. I could use one. Put me on a list.
At my family, our family buys gifts for all the kids, but the adults do their like Secret Santa thing. So they'll pick, you'll write down what you want on a piece of paper, and then you'll pick it from a hat and you'll get somebody in the family. Like, I don't know.
There's so many of us, so many aunts, uncles, cousins. Everybody pick one name and a gift to give to somebody.
In the past, which was like really fun, I think I was younger though, my grandparents did like adopt a family. So you like buy a family like presents and stuff.
Cook food for another family or for the community. Volunteer their time anywhere for any kind of cause. Anybody do anything like that? You guys get a big break from school in the middle of December, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
What are we gonna do on our break?
It's kind of frustrating, but we have homework.
I guess relax.
What do you do to relax?
Sleep on my bed.
Sleep.
2 weeks of sleeping?
Yep.
I mean, they want us to waste our time doing homework. But I'm gonna be relaxing, and I'm not gonna do anything.
When you guys relax and you're doing, you know, this is Media Club, what are you gonna watch? What are you gonna listen to? What are you looking forward to catching up on media-wise while you're relaxing on break?
I'm gonna be on Netflix and TikTok. I don't know, just content.
Content, we're looking for content. How about you guys? What are we getting into for break? What are you looking forward to?
Sleeping.
I feel like we have a group here that is not getting enough sleep. You guys are all young people. You should be full of energy. You should be looking forward to mountain hiking and scaling walls and going to the top of buildings and jumping off and things, parasailing. We're going to sleep for a 2 week break. This was great. We've been talking to Media Club here at Troy Prep. Happy holidays to everybody. We're looking forward to this month and all that it brings.
Adios.